Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about cookbooks and recipes. Do you have lots of cookbooks but only use a few recipes? Do you find a recipe you loved on Pinterest but now can't find it? Learn organizing tips and decluttering tips for your cookbooks and recipes as we continue our month focusing on the kitchen.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
A survey from an article in The Telegraph in February 2015 found we own on average 6 recipe books, yet make the same 9 meals over and over again. Does this resonate with you? If I were to bet, I would say most people own more than 6 cookbooks and have more than 9 recipes. What are your numbers? No matter your numbers, you will benefit from decluttering and organizing your cookbooks and your recipes. Decluttering your cookbooks. Take the time to go through all of your cookbooks. If you haven't used in the last year or two, consider donating. Most libraries have sales and would love them, or if you have a friend that loves to cook, consider finding a happy new home for your books. If you use only a few recipes, keep those and release the cookbooks. You can take a picture and keep on your tablet, photocopy and file, or rip out if you really need to, although I don't recommend that. Consider creating an online cookbook. You can use something like Evernote to house all of your recipes. Because it has such a great search capability, you can easily tag by ingredient, course, or occasion. Whatever will help you in finding it when searching. Organizing your cookbooks. Organize your books to match your style. You could organize by alphabetizing by author, the cookbook theme, geography, or by dish. If you're going to do by country, start with a region or country and then move in a logical direction that makes sense to you. There is no right or wrong here. Whatever is going to make your life easier when looking for a cookbook. Storing your cookbooks. Make a book area. Personalize a kitchen with a shelf or area where you can keep books and sit down to read. Avoid placing your cookbooks near the stove or over the refrigerator as your cookbooks can become damaged. Use bookends to keep from slumping and bindings breaking. Steel shelves with hooks can also be used to house pots and pans as well as your cookbooks. You could use open shelving or dedicate a cabinet in the kitchen to house all of your cookbooks. This is what I do. I have one cabinet that houses all of my books and recipes. Something you will want to consider doing here, whatever system you are most likely to maintain. If you are more likely to put back in a shelf than in a cabinet, use shelves.
Surrounded by clutter, tired of the stress it creates, ready to find peace of mind and reduce your anxiety? Our comprehensive How to Declutter Your Life course guides you step by step in how to clear clutter and simplify your life. Each section is 3 months, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and features manageable to-dos. A bonus month on clearing energetic clutter is also included. Choose either workbook or video course. How to Declutter Your Life is designed to build a strong foundation for releasing clutter and continued personal growth. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Recipes. In places like Pinterest, it is easy to accumulate hundreds, if not thousands, of recipes, but you need to keep this clutter free and organized as well. The first thing you will want to do is go through all of your recipes and see which ones you can eliminate. Are there some you haven't tried in a while? Some a friend gave you but you weren't interested when you first received them? Are you now a vegetarian but still have recipes for meat? Let them go. Once you have decluttered your recipes, you will want to organize them. If the recipe is in a cookbook, mark the recipe. Check out book darts. They're thin, remain secured, and won't mark the page. If you only have a few marked, consider keeping your favorites and letting the rest go. If you have loose recipes, first create a system. Maybe you have labeled recipes in files that you keep in your office. Or you use a three-ring binder with page protectors and dividers. Choose something that you will maintain. If you tend to collect a lot of recipes, consider letting go of one when you add a new one, especially if you have had it for a while and haven't tried it yet. I have a lot of recipes on Pinterest. A system that works for me is that I pin, and then when I look through and see what I want to make. If I make it and we both like it, I save it into Evernote. That way I don't have to try and go searching for it again in Pinterest because I have so many pins. Pinterest has a decent search capability, but why spend all that time trying to find a recipe you liked? Come up with some way to sort through all of your electronic recipes. Other ways to organize your paper recipes. Color code by category: appetizers, dessert, main dishes. Index. Write the recipe title and name. Think about how you would be looking for it if you were to go searching for it. Book, magazine, and page number. File cards alphabetically in a box, dividing into sections. This is what my mother does. Note: if you cut a lot of recipes from newspapers or magazines, consider photocopying or scanning into your smartphone. These can become easily torn or damaged. Takeaways from today's podcast. If you use only a few recipes, keep those and release the cookbooks. Dedicate an area in your kitchen for cookbooks, a shelf, a cabinet, or a sitting area. Create a system for organizing your recipes, a three-ring binder, index note cards, or an online recipe book. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.